commencing countdown.
3, 2, 1.
This is the Contracting Experience. Connecting government contracting professionals to the world around them through conversations with acquisition influencers, insights into evolving hot topics, and sharing lessons learned from the field.
Welcome, podcast listeners. On this episode of The Contracting Experience, we sit down with Elizabeth Midkiff and Corey McNabb from the SAF AQC Policy Division to explain the new and exciting Commercial Solutions Opening Center of Excellence located within the Acquisition Toolbox of Air Force Contracting Central. Also joining us is Brittany Harris from the Air Force Installation Contracting Center, who was instrumental in making this CSO Center of Excellence a reality. Welcome, Elizabeth, Corey, and Brittany. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Rob. We're happy to be here and very excited to chat with you about the CSO Center of Excellence.
All right, excellent. So, Elizabeth, you're no stranger to the podcast. As you shared with us the architecture and functionality of the Acquisition Toolbox back on episode 49 over a year ago, which, by the way, is still available on anyone's favorite podcasting app or on the Contracting Experience YouTube channel. So a lot has happened since then with the Acquisition Toolbox. So, Elizabeth, before we get into the new Center of Excellence, would you like to give us an update on the Acquisition Toolbox and everything that's gone on since episode 49?
A lot has happened with the toolbox over the last year, Rob. So I'm happy to report the Acquisition Toolbox is still going strong. We just hit 166,000 site visits for the toolbox. And currently the most popular toolbox drawers are requirements development, alternate authorities, and solicitation. And over the past year, we've focused on adding best practice and lessons learned webinars to the toolbox. These webinars feature acquisition teams who are using the innovative tools highlighted in the toolbox to crush their acquisitions. Some example webinars that we have featured over the last year are on topics such as CDAO's Tradewinds AI Marketplace, GPC Expanded Use Program, and the Data Rights Entitlement Tool. So there's also going to be a 2025 SAF AQC flight plan initiative to implement even more webinars into the toolbox. So we're extremely excited about that. And in calendar year 25, we will also be looking to transition more to a more user-friendly AI-enabled platform in the toolbox. And we're really excited about that endeavor as well. Our SAF AQC AI subject matter expert, Ms. Corey McNabb, is taking over this transition. And we can't wait to see it. The AI features will take the toolbox to the next level, definitely.
All right. Excellent stuff there. Yeah, glad to see all of that progress there on the Acquisition Toolbox. And again, 166,000 views. That's tremendous. So great stuff there. And that sets up a nice transition into this new CSO COE, Commercial Solutions Opening Center of Excellence. So as part of the Air Force Contracting 2024 flight plan, your team of 55 Air Force and DoD experts designed and launched the Commercial Solutions Opening Center of Excellence within that Acquisition Toolbox you speak of. So I want to give you a chance to talk about the development and the benefits of the COE. But first, for some of our listeners that may not be familiar or haven't used a CSO, can you briefly describe what a CSO is and how the Air Force and DoD have really leveraged the solicitation method over the past couple of years? Corey, do you want to take this one on?
Sure, Rob. So a CSO is extremely similar to the broad agency announcement that we like to use in R&D, so much so that we typically refer to the CSO as the BAA's cooler, younger commercial sibling. So this sibling, it's a solicitation method to acquire innovative commercial solutions to meet your mission requirements or really fill a capability gap. And the CSO is a competitive process that allows companies to propose solutions to a problem or a challenge. So rather than simply responding to a traditional RFP with very detailed specifications, the CSO is designed to encourage companies to propose creative commercial solutions. It's really a focus on outcomes rather than specific requirements or approaches. Within a CSO, You can provide a broad statement of objectives or an end state, and you can allow industry to creatively provide solution sets. We've seen by leveraging commercial products and services, government agencies can tap into the latest innovations and technologies, often at a lower cost and with greater efficiency. So commercial solutions can also bring a higher level of scalability and flexibility and reliability to government operations, allowing agencies to better respond to evolving mission needs. Also, using commercial solutions can reduce the burden of custom development and maintenance, which will free up resources for more strategic priorities. And going back to your initial question, there are a plethora of benefits of CSOs and within the COE. We have resources within there that go through the pros and the cons. We have resources to help you sell the method to your leadership and your customers. But at a very high level, they're extremely flexible. You can solicit with an open or closed CSO. You can leave the CSO open for years, reviewing it annually while adding new areas of interest as they come up. You can award some, none, or all. You can include multiple steps, such as a white paper, a pitch, proposal, or go straight to proposal or straight to oral presentations. You really determine what steps are best for your area of interest, and each one can look different even under the same CSO. And of course, you can award both FAR-based and non-FAR-based agreements, which allows for a larger vendor pool and increases competition. And as far as your usage question, the Department of Air Force has really leaned forward with CSOs, and we feel like is leading the charge. We've gone from 80 to 127 announcements in the past 2 years. DoD as a whole had 230 active CSOs in 2024, and over half of those belong to the Department of the Air Force.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for that recap. And that is really tremendous that we're taking advantage of those flexibilities across the Department of the Air Force as well as DoD. So that's awesome. So as a follow-up, Corey, can you maybe highlight one or two success stories from the Air Force where we used a CSO, maybe out of AFICC or elsewhere?
Absolutely. As part of the COE, we actually have a team spotlight section where we'll spotlight a team each quarter. For launch, we focused on 18 cons out at Kadena Air Force Base. So go out there and read about them. But a brief synopsis, 18 cons utilized a three-step CSO approach, which included a pitch day. They awarded a non-invasive Spalling Concrete Assessment Award in 68 days. And their CSO is still open. It's extremely flexible. You can find it on SAM.gov, and it will certainly continue to benefit them in the future years as more areas of interest come up. Another example, Air Force Test Center had a CSO for radio frequency threat simulator innovations. They were able to execute the requirement and award it half the anticipated cost. They also identified a highly rated technical solution derived from a diverse competition market that included both non-traditional and traditional vendors. Then to throw it way back, I personally awarded Office CSO back in 2020 for a COVID-related telehealth solution. It's one of the reasons I'm super passionate about spreading the word on CSOs. We were able to provide a solution in less than 30 days and award to a small business who had never worked with the government before. So I could go on and on. We try to stay in contact with all the teams we've collaborated with to hear their successes and further share them with everyone. And going forward, continue to check in on the team spotlight section to hear more success stories. And if you're listening and have a success story, definitely reach out to us so we can spotlight you and your team.
Excellent. Thanks, Corey. I mean, just off the top of your head, there are a couple great examples. Again, increasing government savings, reducing pulp, that flexibility is just paying off time and time again. So excellent stuff. Thanks, Corey. So back to Elizabeth. Can you maybe share what was the driving force in identifying the need for this center of excellence? Was it maybe to promote awareness of CSOs, maybe drive some consistency, maybe address some do's and don'ts, maybe all the above? What do you think, Elizabeth?
So yeah, Rob, the idea or driving force for the CSO Center of Excellence actually came from a Naval postgraduate thesis study on DoD CSOs, and it was conducted by the Air Force's very own Eric Washburn and DARPA's Mary Beth Colavito. This study examined CSOs and their use across the DoD, and the study found that the CSO authority was greatly underutilized. So just some statistics to kind of back that up. The DoD awarded 76,000 contract actions in FY24, and only 230 of those awards used the CSO authority. And we kind of feel like that's due to the workforce being unfamiliar with the authority and how to execute it. So the recommendation from the CSO Naval Postgraduate Thesis Study was to create a CSO Center of Excellence. And they challenged the Air Force to take the lead because we, as Corey mentioned earlier, have accomplished more than half of the CSOs that are currently out there for the DoD. So we decided to take on the challenge. And as part of the 2024 SAF AQC flight plan initiative, we created a team of 55 subject matter experts from across the DoD and DAF to gather and create CSO resources for the Center of Excellence. And these subject matter experts, they sort of use the lens of what would have helped me when I was executing my CSO. And they took that lens and developed resources to plug into the Center of Excellence. So just to sum all that up, the goal of the CSO Center of Excellence is to do all the things you mentioned, promote awareness of the CSO authority, drive some consistency and understanding in the process, share best practices and lessons learned from all the teams that have executed CSOs, and then make the workforce just overall more comfortable with CSOs in general.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, Elizabeth. Yeah, definitely see the need there with that increased flexibility again, the increased usage, and again, all the benefits that the COE provides. So great stuff. So now that you've set the stage extremely well for us, can you walk us through what is in the Center of Excellence? What's all included?
It's got a lot of stuff, Rob. So the CSO Center of Excellence houses 120 resources currently. There's a section that contains DAF and DoD templates and examples. We also have a best practice and lesson learned section that has around 55 best practices and lessons learned, and those are from teams across the DAF and DoD. And within that section, each of the best practices or lessons learned, they contain hyperlinks to other resources in the Center of Excellence that will help the user execute that best practice. There's also the CSO team spotlight that Corey mentioned earlier, where we spotlight a team each quarter. There's a very robust policy and pricing section that contain templates and how-to resources. And then we also developed a DoD corner that was designed specifically for the DoD workforce to house their resources, because the main CSO Center of Excellence is a little more DAF specific. So we created that DoD corner to really highlight and spotlight the templates and examples from the rest of the DoD. And then there's a really functional COE section where you can actually request a CSO collaboration from our team. So you put in your request, and then we will contact you and sit down with your multifunctional team to answer any questions and brainstorm to see if a CSO is right for your acquisition. In the collaboration section, we also have a question database that you can search and find answers to previous CSO team questions. And then we also have an email function set up so that you can ask a CSO question to our team. And then one of the coolest things that we developed, I think, in the Center of Excellence is we actually have an active listing of CSOs from across the DoD. So you can click around and view the CSOs that are active for the Air Force or the Army or the Navy. And a cool thing about CSOs is that if the CSO is open and continuous, other agencies or organizations can actually leverage them to award their acquisitions. So it's beneficial to know sort of what's out there in the CSO realm.
Wow. Yeah, that is tremendous. I mean, just a plethora of resources, a lot of reach out, reach back capability, and then that collaboration across all services. That's phenomenal stuff. Just a follow-up question for our industry partners that might be listening. I believe there's even a section for industry resources that were developed for teams to share with industry to increase industry's understanding of the CSO process and encourage solution submissions. Do our industry partners need any special permissions or possibly a CAC to access the Center of Excellence?
So yes, there is a section of the COE that houses industry resources. Within that section, it has industry education training on CSOs. It's got a quick reference infographic and then that active CSO repository that I mentioned so that industry can easily see what active DoD CSOs are out there and they can propose on them. But unfortunately, you do have to have a DoD CAC to access the COE. But we tried to find a workaround for that, and we created an industry section to house those three resources that I just mentioned. We have those linked on the outward-facing SAF AQC website, and you do not need a CAC to get there. We do encourage teams, acquisition teams, to share those resources with their industry counterparts, maybe during an RFI or things of that nature, just to help educate and make the contractor industry workforce more comfortable with CSOs as well. And when they know what one is and they understand it and they know where a big listing of all of them are, we hope that that will help them feel more comfortable in proposing innovative solutions as well.
All right, great. And then if some of our listeners, whether government or industry, if they have resources that they think would be relevant to the COE, can they get those added to the site?
Absolutely. They can send their resources to either myself, elizabeth.midkiff@us.af.mil, or corey.mcnabb@us.af.mil. And we would be happy to look at them and super excited to add resources to the Center of Excellence.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'll make sure to add your contact information in the notes of the podcast so folks can readily have access to that and reach out to you. So great. So over to Brittany, let's get you in the conversation here. What advice would you give to acquisition teams who are just starting to maybe consider a CSO? And how can they get the most out of the resources available in the CSO Center of Excellence?
Thanks, Rob. That's a great question. So if you're just starting out and you're considering a CSO, you should definitely go to the CSO Center of Excellence, obviously, and check out the link Explore CSOs, Is a CSO Right for You? So there you'll find a 5-minute video that you can watch to better understand CSOs. There are also resources there that inform you of the benefits and things to consider. And then you can also see a comparison between CSOs and other standard solicitation methods. And then if that's not enough and you still want to learn more, you can review the training and templates, or if you prefer, you can just schedule a collaboration session so that we can discuss your specific requirement. And just keep in mind, you know, CSOs are used when you aren't quite sure how to solve a problem or you need an innovative solution, but that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be an R&D requirement. I've seen CSOs for, you know, logistics, construction, IT requirements, so just try to keep an open mind.
Oh, great stuff, Brittany. And again, thanks for re-emphasizing that point. It doesn't have to be R&D. Sometimes we get locked into certain solicitation methods and not realizing they could be used in more than a particular situation. So yeah, great. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. And I have one final question that maybe you could each share your vision and offer your drop of the mic moment. So let's start with Elizabeth, then we'll go to Corey, then Brittany can bring us home. So my question is, how do you see the CSO Center of Excellence evolving in the future? And what plans do you have for maybe updating and expanding the resources available to the acquisition community?
So yeah, Rob, we created, as I mentioned, the CSO Center of Excellence to help the workforce really understand CSOs and how to implement them. And we already have a lot of really great resources in the COE, but we just hope to continually fine-tune those resources and add more as the team successfully use the authority. We really want to have a one-stop shop for CSOs that encourage their use and answer the multifunctional team's questions about implementation of the authority.
Okay, I guess I'm up. I see the COE really as an educational launching point. Our goal is for teams interested in CSOs to start there, like Brittany said, learn what they can, schedule a collaboration session with us where we can nerd out on your problem set, then come back to add your lessons learned and best practices. We'll, of course, continue to add resources to educate the field, but hope to build a collaborative space where folks can share what they've learned, identify any challenges that we can help advocate for change. And going forward, you know, maybe we can bring those teams together for further teaming and engagement. And with that, I'll let Brittany close us out.
Thanks, Corey. So I think the information in the CSO is already very robust. I mean, like we said before, we had 55 people working on these resources across multiple agencies, but I still think that we will be adding more resources over time. And we hope that it'll be a catalyst for more people to understand the benefits of CSOs and therefore use them more often, which in turn will generate more resources in terms of samples, templates, and lessons learned. So we plan on ensuring those resources are up to date and adding information based on the needs of the workforce. For example, we already started working on getting more pricing information, which is usually a super hot topic. Everybody loves the pricing information. But I also see alternate authorities being used more often in the future. And we already provided some resources for using CSOs with other transaction agreements, but I hope that we can expand the resources to include other types of more flexible acquisition authorities as well.
All right. Excellent. No, thank you all three of you for that vision and future evolvement of the CSO. Looking forward to that. So Elizabeth, Corey, and Brittany, thank you so much for sharing your experiences and insights on the contracting experience and for providing some helpful resources and guidance in the world of commercial solutions openings and that new center of excellence. This has been a great conversation. I'm grateful you could join us. And on behalf of the Contracting Experience Podcast, all of our listeners and subscribers, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you. And thank you to all of our podcast listeners, followers, and subscribers. If you have any feedback, suggestions for topics, or future guests you would like to hear on the podcast, you can submit those via email to thecontractingexperience@gmail.com. As a reminder, you can subscribe to the Contracting Experience Podcast from any of your podcast listening platforms. You can also now find us on Facebook as well as our YouTube channel. Be sure to like us, follow us, and subscribe to receive updates and automatic downloads so you don't miss a single episode. I'm your host, Rob Lorton from the AFMC Contracting Digital Division, and I hope you can join us again on our upcoming episodes. Until then, stay tuned and stay connected.